Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Shavuos daf Lamed Dalet. We are holding at Lamed Gimel and Beis Rabbi Shimon Omer, correct? Yeah? So we're holding daf Lamed Gimel and Beis at Rabbi Shimon Omer, about five lines from the end of the page, on daf Lamed Gimel and Beis. Today's shir is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, Alina Nishmas, his mother, Golda Bas Simcha, Aleha Shalom, as well as by Jeff and Jason Misher, in memory of their grandparents that have yard sites this week, Sylvia Har, Tzilka Bas Avram, Aaron Har, Aaron Ben Yirmiyo, Yoshua, and Irving Misher, Yisrael Ben Meir, and the Neshama Shav and Aliyah. And it is also sponsored by... late entry, by David and Jill Goldstein, in honor of the grandson, Yonah Fogel, on his completion of Makos, Tamid, and Beitza for his upcoming graduation from Masifta Ataris Yaakov with honors. Makos to Yonah, we're very proud of him, and we thank all of the sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. So today, what we're going to discuss is we're in the middle of going through all of these different opinions about how we know that Shavuos HaEidus is only about a Tevi'ah of Mamon, meaning what if you've been asked to be Meid about anything else? Why is it Dafka when it's about a Tevi'ah of Mamon? How do we know that it's specifically about a Tevi'ah of Mamon? So we already started going through this Braisa that had a whole bunch of opinions. So we already learned yesterday, and I want to thank Alicia for giving the shir yesterday when I was running to Yula to give the shir there. So Alicia already went through yesterday one, two, three different opinions, I think, as to how we know. And today we're going to have another opinion. And then once we have all four opinions of how we know it, so the Gemara is going to explain one by one. The Gemara is going to explain the Braisa and first ask on each opinion. So that's going to be pretty much all of Amud Aleph. And the Gemara is then going to discuss what about Mashpia Edei Knas? What if what they ask you to testify about, in the end of the day, it's cash, but it's cash because of a Knas, not because of what we call Mamon. So is that going to be subject to Shavuos HaEidus? And the Gemara is going to bring several rayas to that. So those are basically the two topics on the daf. Although there's going to the third, I guess, a major focus is the Gemara is going to say Machku Allah b'ma Rava, that when it comes to something about Rabbi Shimon's opinion, there was Machku Allah b'ma Rava, that they laughed at Rabbi Shimon in Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara is going to want to know Maichucha, what exactly was the discussion back and forth that they decided to be Machku Allah b'ma Rava, that they laughed. My video's off? Oh, whoops. This is what happens when I'm running late. Okay, now you see my pretty face. Okay. You weren't missing much, right? What? It was purposeful. Thanks, Avi. Okay, so let's begin. So we're holding again five lines from the bottom of the page. So it says the Gemara, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Chiev Kan, V'Chiev B'Pikadon. Again, this is the fourth and final opinion as to how I know that Shavuos HaEidus is only about a Tvias Mamon, that it's only when the Eidus that the guy is denying that he knows anything about relates to monetary loss. Rabbi Shimon says that we learn it from a binyanav, from Shavuos HaPikadon, that you're chayiv a karban over here by Shavuos HaEidus, and you're chayiv b'pikadon for Shavuos HaPikadon. So mala halon, just like by Shavuos HaPikadon in Medaber El Tvias Mamon, it's clearly an issue of Tvias Mamon, because the Toveya is mashpia the nifka, that you have my Mamon biado, that you have my Mamon in your hand, you have my Pikadon in your hand. So afkan, so to by Shavuos HaEidus, einu Medaber El Tvias Mamon, it's also about Tvias Mamon, va'od, and furthermore, kal v'chomer. It's not just a binyanav from Shavuos HaPikadon, it's a kal v'chomer from Shavuos HaPikadon. Ma pikadon shasabo nashim ke'anashim. By Shavuos HaPikadon, it doesn't make a difference whether the shomer is a man or a woman. There's still going to be women are also chayiv in Shavuos HaPikadon, and krovim kirachokim. It doesn't matter if it's a relative, it could be your brother, if he's watching your pikadon and he denies having it and he takes a shvu. To that effect, he's chayiv in Shavuos HaPikadon. Psulim kiksheirim, he could be pasul eidus, and he's still chayiv in Shavuos HaPikadon. And nevertheless, chayiv al kalachas va'achas. And not only that, you're chayiv for each and every shvua that you take by Shavuos HaPikadon. If you keep on denying having it, and you swear many times to that denial, you're chayiv each and every time. And bifnei beizin v'shalom bifnei beizin, whether you deny having that pikadon in front of beizin or not in front of beizin, you have all of these chumras by Shavuos HaPikadon. we make it as expansive as possible, that applies to all types of people in all places and everything. And nevertheless, we limit it in that Einu Medaber Ela B'Tvias Mamon. It only applies when it's a Tvias Mamon. So Eidus, when it comes to Shavuos Eidus, which is already so limited, Shalawasaba Nashim Ka Nashim, women are not included. Krovim Kerachokim, Krovim are not included. Psulim Kiksherim, Psulim are not included. Veinu Chayev Ela Achas, and you're only Chayev once, and also Bifnei Beis Din, only in front of Beis Din. So Einu Din Shaloyeh Medaber El B'Tvias Mamon. So all the more so, we should assume that it's limited to Tvias Mamon, because that's the one limitation that Shavuos HaPikadon, which has no limitations, that Shavuos HaPikadon does have, except for that one limitation. So you'd imagine Shavuos HaEidus, which has so many limitations, should for sure have that limitation. So says Gemara, no, Mal HaPikadon, Shekin Lo Asabo Mushpa Kanishpa. That Rabbi Shimon says, the reason this Kal V'Chomer doesn't work, and also, by the way, the Binyan Av doesn't work, the reason you can't necessarily link Shavuos HaPikadon and Shavuos HaEidus just with a Svara, because both the Binyan Av and a Kal V'Chomer are based on the Svara that the two should be the same. Kal V'Chomer is all the more so, but it's not based on Gzeira Shava, it's just the Binyan Av. So Mal HaPikadon, so just but when it comes to Pikadon, where there are certain Kulas, Shekein Lo Asabo Mushpa Kanishpa, if you're Mushpa Mipi Acherim, that is not the same as taking the Shavua on your own. By Shavuos HaPikadon, Mushpa Mipi Acherim is Pater, Umezid Kishogeg, and we don't treat someone who's Mezid like someone, if someone takes the Shavuos HaPikadon B'Shogeg, is not going to be Chayiv by Shavuos HaPikadon. It's only if he knowingly lied about having that Pikadon. So Tomar Be'edus, are you necessarily going to apply the limitation that we have by Shavuos HaPikadon, that it's only about Mamon, to Shavuos HaEidus, where we have these Chumras Shekein Asaba Mushpa Kanishpa, where we true person is Sechayv in Shavuos HaEidus, even if he's Mushpa Mipiacherim, Umezid Kishogeg, and even if he's Shogeg, he's Chayv in Shavuos HaEidus. So you can't learn from Shavuos HaEidus to be Chayv only by Tvias Mamon from Shavuos HaPikadon. So because of that rejection, Rabbi Shimon says that, you know what, it can't be a Binyan Av, and it can't be a Kal V'Chomer. So it must be because there's a pircha in it, so it must be that it's a gzeira shava. So tamalomar techta techta l'gzeira shava. The real limud is from the word techta for gzeira shava. Nemar kan, it says by Shavuos HaEidus techta, it says nefesh ki techta v'shama kol ala v'nemar la'alan, it says by Shavuos HaPikadon techta, it says nefesh ki techta u'mal amal b'Hashem. So mal la'alan, just like by Shavuos HaPikadon in medaber l'b'tfias mamon, it's only about mamon. Afkan in medaber l'b'tfias mamon, so too, Shavuos HaEidus has to be an Eidus that relates to Mamon. And by Gzeira Shava, you can learn one from the other, even if one of them is a little more Chamor and the other one is a little more Kal. You don't have to worry about the fact that, yes, Shavuos HaPikadon has certain Kulas that Shavuos HaEidus does not have. That's fine, because it's a Gzeira Shava that can overcome differences of Chumra and Kal. But a Binyan Av and a Kal V'Chomer cannot overcome that. So we basically have now completed the Braisa, which has four different opinions, how I know Shavuos HaEidus is only about Tvias Mamon. So to quickly review what they are, Rabbi Eliezer learns it as Gzeira Shava of the O in, the fact that it says O so many times, from Shavuos HaPikadon to Shavuos HaEidus, that by both of them it says O, and even though by Sota and by Rotzeach it also says O, but we dafka learn from Pikadon because it's similar to Eidus in that they both have a Shavua and no Kohen, right? By Sota you have a Kohen, and by Ritzach there's no Shavua, so this is a Shavua and no Kohen, and the word O. So that's explanation number one. Explanation number two was Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva darshans from the fact that it says by Shavuos HaEidus la'achas me'ela, that there's me'ela that you're chayiv and me'ela that you're pater, that in some cases you're chayiv for Shavuos HaEidus, some cases you're pater for Shavuos HaEidus. How do I know which? Okay, so we have a So by Mamon you're chayiv, non Mamon you're pater. Rabbi Yossi Aglili learned from the fact that it says by Shavuos HaEidus v'hu eid o ra'a o yada, and that teaches us that we're talking about Eidus that could be miskayim b'ri'iyah below yadia or b'yadiyah below ri'iyah, and only Eidus Mamon can you say if you know but you didn't see, or if you saw but you don't know exactly what you saw, who the parties were, you could still be meyit to that. Whereas by other areas of Eidus it cannot be miskayim b'ri'iyah below yadia or yadia below ri'iyah. And then today we learn Rabbi Shimon's opinion, Gzereshava Techta, that it says Techta by Pikadon, it says Techta by Eidos. So we link the two parshas, just like by Pikadon, it's Mammon by Eidos, it's also Mammon. Okay, so now the Gemara explains the Brisa. First, by asking on Rabbi Eliezer, on opinion number one, who learned from the Owen. So Maskefla Rabba Barula. So Rabba Barula asks on Rabbi Eliezer, it says by Shvuas Bitoy, where it says, oh, Nefesh Kisi Shava Levatim Sosayim Lahara O Lehetiv Yochichu. That should show that when it says, oh, it doesn't necessarily refer to Mammon. Shehein Owen, V'yeshi Mine Shvua, V'eini Mine Kohen. It fits all the criteria, meaning even after we narrowed down the criteria, that it has the word O, and it involves a Shvua, and it doesn't involve a Kohen, Umadam Shlobitvias Mammon. And you see, Shvuas Bitoy does not have to be about Tvias Mammon. So says Mar Mistavrim Mipikadon Avelil Melef. Well, if I don't know what the story is with Shvuas Eidos, and I can either learn from Shvuas Bitoy or from Shvuas Pikadon, it's most Mistavr to learn from Shvuas Pikadon, Shekein Techta Mitechta, because there is a Gzereshava of Techta Techta by Shvuas Eidos to Shvuas Pikadon. So says Mar Adraba, Bitoy Avelil Melef, Mipitoy Avelil Melef, Shekein Chatos Mechatos. No, I should learn from Shvuas Bitoy. Because by Shvuas Eidos, by Shvuas Bitoy, the Torah is Mechayivu Korban Chatos. But by Shvuas Abikadon, the Chayiv is Korban Hashem. So maybe I should learn Shvuas Eidos from Shvuas Bitoy and not from Shvuas Abikadon. Ela Mistavrim Abikadon Avalelel. No, it's more Mistavrim to learn Shvuas Eidos from Shvuas Abikadon. Shekein Chet Bemezit Tavei Kafrei Va'avrei. That there are so many things that Shvuas Eidos and Shvuas Abikadon have in common. Number one, by both of them it says Tech. That's chet. Number two, b'mezid. By both of them, you're chayiv, even if you violated it, b'mezid. Whereas by shvuas bito, you're potter. If you took the shvua b'mezid, you're only chayiv if you did it b'shogeg. That's what we learned back on daf chavav. That it says, "O nefesh ki si shava levati b'sasayim l'ra le'tiv l'chol asher yivati adam b'shvua v'nelam mimenu v'u yadav v'asham lachas meila v'nelam teaches me prat l'mezid." So it's only going to be by a shogeg. And Tavei v'Kafrei, by both Shvuas Eidos and Shvuas Abikadon, the Shvuah only comes because there was a Taina and there was a denial. There was a Taina, you know Eidos and he denies it, or you have my Abikadon and he denies it. By Shvuas Bitoy, no one tainted anything. Guy just came and told a lie and said a Shvuah about what he's going to do and didn't do it, or what he did do and he hadn't done it. V'Avrei, we said that by both of them, the Shvuah is on the past, that you're swearing about what already happened, that I did not know this Eidos, or I never saw this Eidos. I never was given this Pikadon. By Shvuas Bitoy, it's primarily about Lahara Lahetiv, what I'm going to do in the future. So all those commonalities between Shvuas Eidos and Shvuas Pikadon tells us that we'd rather link up Shvuas Eidos and Shvuas Pikadon rather than linking up Shvuas Eidos to Shvuas Bitoy. So Adrabah, says the Gemara, I would tell you that Shvuas Eidos is more similar to Shvuas Bitoy. Shekein, Chatas, Sheyardo, L'chomesh. Because it also has certain commonalities. First of all, by Shvuas Eidos, Shvuas Bitoy, the Yerchai v'Karbon Chatas. Shvuas Abikadon is Karbon Hashem. Number two, Sheyardo, by both of them, there's a Chiv Karbon Olav Yorei. That if you're an Asher, you bring Behema. If you're an Ani, you bring Shtei Sarim or Shnei B'nai Yona. If you're very, very poor, you bring Mincha. And that's not true by Shvuas Abikadon, where it's a Karbon Kavua. And L'chomesh, by Shvuas Abikadon, you have to add a on the Pikadon that you had denied, and it's not true by Shvuas Eidos and Shvuas Bitoy. So answers the Gemara, Hanach Nefishin, that the commonalities that you have by Shvuas Eidos and Pikadon are four commonalities, whereas the commonalities you have between Shvuas Eidos and Shvuas Bitoy is only three. So Enoch Inami, Shvuas Eidos has a lot of things in common with both Shvuas Pikadon and Shvuas Bitoy, so you put them both on the scale, and the ones in Shvuas Pikadon outweigh the ones that it has to Shvuas Bitoy, so the limud comes from Shvuas Pikadon. So just like Shvuas Pikadon is only Mammon, Shvuas Eidos is also only going to be about Mammon. Now we had said, Rabbi Akiva Omer, moving on to the next opinion in the Brisa, Rabbi Akiva said, how do I know that Shvuas Eidos is only about Mammon? V'haya ki Hashem la'achas me'ela, yesh me'ela shu chayev, v'yesh me'ela shu pater. That there are some types of Shvuas that you're going to be chayev, and there are other types of Shvuas Eidos where you're going to be pater. Ha'keitzad, what are you chayev for? What are you pater for? Tava'o Mammon, if they're Tavea Mammon, and you took a shvua that you don't have it, that you don't know anything, any edus about the mamon, chayiv tava udavar acher pater, but they were taveh that you testify about something else, then you're going to be pater. So frankly, Gemara, what kind of limud is that? All you were able to prove from the pasuk is that there are some cases yes, some cases no, and then you just totally made up which cases yes, which cases no. That from mamon you're going to be chayiv shvu say this non mamon yinacha epachana. Maybe I should say the opposite, that yesh melech shu chayiv only when the tviya is not mamon. Maybe I'll say that. That's when you should be chayiv shvu say edus. But when the tviya is mamon, maybe you're not chayiv shvu say edus. So says Gemara, chiddush Rabbi Akiva, a'oin to Rabbi Eliezer samich. Rabbi Akiva is not really saying his own drasha of how I know that shvu say edus is only by tviya's mamon. He really learns it from the O's that Rabbi Eliezer learns it from. The fact that he says la'achas me'ela is an additional drasha on top of the O's, that even within Ede Mamon, there are certain Eduyos of Mamon that if you deny it, you're going to be chayiv for Shvuos Eidus, and other Eduyos of Mamon that if you deny, you're going to be Potter. So he's being more limiting than Rabbi Eliezer. So my bin Rabbi Eliezer bin Rabbi Akiva, in what way is Rabbi Akiva further modifying the cases that you're going to be chayiv Shvuos Eidus for? If there are mashpia edim to testify about a claim on karka, so according to Rabbi Lezer, you're chayiv because that's in the general category of mamon, and according to Rabbi Akiva, you're going to be pater because la'achas me'ela, there are certain dina mamonis cases that you're going to be pater, and ede karka, you're pater in a shvos, from a shvos ha'edos. Now we're going to see in a couple of days from now that this machlok Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Lezer by mashpia ede karka. Rabbi Yochanan says you're pater, and Rabbi Elazar says you're chayiv, and the Gemara over there wants to say that machlokas is exactly the machlokas Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim. By if you steal a sadeh mechavero and shatfa nahar and the river floods it out and it gets ruined, that Rabbi Eliezer says you have to give him a different sadeh in its place because karka is nigzelas. So veheshvas gzelas shor gazal applies to karka, and the Chachamim say hareshel chalavanecha, the karka got ruined here. Here's your ruined karka that I stole from you, because karkas ain't exiles anyway, so we never left your rishos anyhow. So it turns out that Rabbi Eliezer, who's mechayiv ba'ashava, will include kfiras karka in shvuos ha'pikadon that it says in that same parsha, and the chacham who hold that harishal chalvanecha exclude a chiyuv karban by kfiras karka by shvuos ha'edus and pikadon. And the Gemara says that Rabbi Yochanan would say that Rabbi Eliezer is moda by the karban of shvuos ha'pikadon, that there's a special miyut that it doesn't apply to kfiras karka, and the same is true by shvuos ha'edus, which is derived from shvuos ha'pikadon. So the Gemara in this answer assumes like the makshan in the Gemara over there, that according to Rabbi Eliezer, you're chayiv shvuos ha'edus and shvuos ha'pikadon even by tvias ha'karka, because it's all about the nature of karka, because there's a chiyuv hashava on karka, but not like the maskana over there, not like the teretz of the Gemara over there. So anyway, ask the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan damar hasam, according to Rabbi Yochanan, who says over there, mashpia ide karka afilu Rabbi Eliezer peturin, that if you mashpia ide karka, even Rabbi Eliezer is going to say you're potter. Well, hachamayika ben Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva, how's he going to answer as to what the nafkamina is between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva? In what way is Rabbi Akiva being more expansive than Rabbi Eliezer if Rabbi Eliezer also excluded karka from shvuos ha'edus? So kabinayu ide knas, the nafkamina between them is if you were asked to testify about a case involving a knas, that Rabbi Eliezer, who just darshens from the word O, for that we have by Shvuos Eidus and Shvuos HaPikadon, will say, just like if a nifkad denies something about a knas, he's chayiv a karban, so to by Shvuos Eidus, if the Eidim deny something, deny knowing Eidus about a knas, they're going to be chayiv. But Rabbi Akiva would say that you're potter. So that's the nafkamina between them. Now we move on to the next shita. Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omer, the third shita in the Braisa was Rabbi Yossi Aglili, that he said, Vuhu eid o yada be'edus ha'miskayemes beri'ya b'lo yidiyah b'yidiyah b'lo ri'ya kos medaber, that the edus has to be about something that's either beri'ya without yidiyah, or that could apply to ri'ya without yidiyah, or yidiyah without ri'ya, and you'd still be able to be made. And it's only mammon that fits that criteria. So the Gemara explains, why does Rabbi Yossi Aglili think that edus yidia below ri'iyah is not an edus that could apply for dinin nefashos. What if you know it but you didn't see it? Why? How do I know that that doesn't work for dinin nefashos? So amalei Rav Papa Labaye lema Rabbi Yossi Aglila less leid Rabbi Acha. Maybe we should say that that Rabbi Yossi Aglila who says that that only edus mamon could apply when you have only edus mamon can apply even when you don't have both ri'iya and yediyah, must be in disagreement with Rabbi Acha, because he apparently holds that that yediyah without ri'iya is good enough even by edei nefashos, that you don't need to see it, you just need to know for sure that it's true, that yediyah is good enough. Where do we find that he says that? Titanya, because we have a brisa. Rabbi Acha omer gamal ha'ocher bein ha'gamalim. If you have a camel that's having tashmish with other camels, and at that time it's kicking away anyone that's getting in its way, so it's causing all sorts of trouble to all the other camels that are around it. V'nimtza gamal harug betzido, and you find a dead camel next to it. Piyadua shezeh harago. Obviously, the one that was going nuts a moment ago was the one that killed this one. So whoever owns this camel has to pay the owner of the other camel for his dead camel. And that's I didn't see it, but I saw enough to know that this is the animal that did that. So di isle Rabbi Acha. Now, if Rabbi Yossi holds like Rabbi Acha that you could be done based on numdina, but dinin nefashos nami mishkachasla. So by dinin nefashos, you could find the edus with yediyah without ri as well, because if numdina is good enough, like Rabbi Shimon ben Shetach, like the mice of Rabbi Shimon ben Shetach, the Tanya, Amr Rabbi Shimon ben Shetach, Ereb Nechama, im lo ri'isi echad sherotzach chaver luchurva. I would see the Nechama of Yerushalayim, it's the lashon of a shvua, if I didn't see a person who ran after someone else into a churva, v'ratzdi la'achrav, and I chased after him, u'matzasi sayif biyadu v'dam tafte v'horug mefarper. And I found the guy with a dripping knife, and the other fellow with a stab wound that he was dying from. So Amarti lo, I said, Rasha, mi argol hazeh, o ani o ata, who killed this guy? Was it me or was it you? Meaning, we're the only people here, and I know it wasn't me, and you're the one with the bloody knife in your hand. Aval ma'esa, shein dam chamas biyadu, what could I do? Because I don't have the ability to kill you al pidin. Shari amra Torah al pishnayim edim o shlosha edim yumas hameis. But it's a lo yumas al pied echad, that you need shnei edim in order to kill. Ela hamakom yuparim imcha, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees everything, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu should punish you. So amru lo zazim isham ad shenashachu nachash v'meis. That it didn't take long, the guy was bit by a snake and he died. So in this meis of Rabbi Shimon ben Shetach, he knew that he for sure killed him, and according to Rav Acha, who would be mechayev the owner of a gamal based on an umdina, because you know that this camel killed the other camel, so Rabbi Shimon ben Shetach should be mechayev in this case as well. And if Rabbi Yossi holds like Rabbi Acha, why does he say that it's only by edus mamon that we find edus ri'iya without yediyah and yediyah without ri'iya? By edus nefashos, you don't need both ri'iya and yediyah. So says Gemara, afil tema isleid Rabbi Acha. You can even say that Rabbi Yossi Aglili holds like the sheet of Rabbi Acha, that you could be done based on an umdana. And nevertheless, Rabbi Yossi holds, O ra'a, O yada, is only by edus mamon. Because you're right, bishlam yediya below ri'iya mishkachasla. Yes, you do find a way to be mechayiv, but with an edus of yediya without ri'iya, even by dina nefashos. Like that story with Rabbi Shimon ben Shetach, of being mechayiv with an umdana, even without ri'iya. El ri'iya below yediya hechi mishkachasla. But where would you ever find to be mechayiv based on an edus of ri'iya without yediya by dina nefashos? Someone who sees someone else kill a person and the aid has no idea who the victim is, you think he could be made about that and be mechayiv the other guy misa? Milo ba'yimeda, don't you need to know if the victim was Jewish or not Jewish? If the victim was already a trefa or was a perfectly healthy person? Because the halacha is, the Torah says, v'chiyazidash al re'ehu. So someone who's harigovin chavim is going to be pater from a chiv misa, and a trefa who's going to die anyway is also going to, if you kill a trefa, you're also going to be pater. So in either of those cases, you're going to be pater. So you don't find be'edus nefashos a way to be mechayev a person with edus ri'iya without yediyah that goes along with it. So since edus nefashos does not apply b'ri'iya below yediyah, you don't have o ra'a o yada anywhere outside of edi mamon. So now the Gemara is medayik from Rabbi Yossi Aglili what he holds about edi knas. So shema minah, you see from the fact that Rabbi Yossi says that Shavuos HaEdus is only by Edus HaMeskayemes Beri'iyah below Yediyah and Beyediyah below Re'iyah, that Kasav Rabbi Yossi Aglili Meshviyedei Knas Pater, that it must be that if what they asked you to testify about was Knas and you denied it and swore to that denial, you're going to be Pater for Shavuos HaEdus. Di'is Al-Kadaita Chayiv, because if you're going to hold up by Edei Knas, you're Chayiv, well, Ra'o Oyada does not work for Knas, because Nehidi Yediyah below Re'iyah Ashkechan La, yes, we do find by Eidus Knas that you'll have Yediyah without Re'iyah, a person, Rachman Hassan's Ma'anes or Mefata, a young girl, where the Knas is Chamishim Kesef, and the Eidim didn't see it, but they know it for sure. So you could have such a thing, but Re'iyah below Yediyah, you don't find that if you see that Ploni is Ma'anes or Mefata Anara, and the Eid doesn't know who the Nara is, can he be made about such a thing? Milo Bayi Meida Nochris Bal, Basisual Bal, Besula Bal, Bu'ula Bal. You need to know certain details to know whether the Knas applies. If a person is Ma'anis or Mefata Anachris or a Ba'ula, he happens to be part from the Knas. So since Eidus Knas is not Miskayemes, when you have a Re'iyah without a Yediyah, so you can't apply the Pasuk of O'ra'ah O'yada, and therefore, according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, anytime you can't apply the Pasuk of O'ra'ah O'yada, there is no Chiv of Shavuos HaEdus. So the Gemara says, I'll give you a bunch of examples of Eidus Mamon where they're not Eidus Re'iyah and Yediyah. And where you have Eidus that's not both Re'iyah and Yediyah, and whether we're going to be Chayiv Shavuos HaEdus for them. So Yosef Rav Amnuna Kamed Rav Yehuda V'Yosef Rav Yehuda V'Kami Ba'ilei, Rav Yehuda raised the following Safek, Mana Min Yisicha Bifnei Ploni Ploni. I gave you $100 in front of Ploni and Ploni in front of two Eidim, and I gave it as a halva of Eidim Ro'unos Ami B'chutz, and Eidim saw the guy receiving the money, but he didn't see the Eidim, and they don't know if this was a matana or a halva'a, meaning the Eidim just saw a change of hands, and money changed hands. So what's the din when they're made? Is their Eidus a valid Eidus, or is it not a valid Eidus? So Amalei Rav Hamnuna, Vahala Matoin. Well, what's the nitva taini'ing? When you say, I gave you $100 and it was a loan, I want my $100 back, and I have two Eidim that saw me give you $100, what does the nitva say? Iyamar lahadam, if he says, Lo yidvar me'olam, that I never got any money from you, and Eidim are coming and testify that they saw he got the money, then huchsa kafran. Then you can't trust him to say that it was, afwards, oh yeah, yeah, I got it, but it was a matana, even if he swears to it, because he's already a liar. He already said he didn't get the money, and we have two Eidim that he gets the money. So what's he going to say? You owe me $100. The guy says, never happened. Two Eidim come and say, happened. We just have no idea what the $100 were. Okay, fine, it happened, but it was a matana. Nah, you're not believed to say it's a matana once you already said that, and if you're going to say, yeah, you gave me the money, it was money that you owed me. I took back my own money. So then the Eidim aren't really contributing anything. The Eidim aren't telling us Reuven's story is more correct than Shimon's story, because they both agree that that happened, that he handed him $100. The question was, what was the context? Samlei Amnuna, At ulta, you can come. Meaning you're someone who's roi to be to enter the base medrash because you're so smart. Makabel that which you said. Meaning you, the shaila was raised and you made it very clear that it all depends on what the nitvastaina is, whether we're gonna believe him or not believe him. So Ahudam lechavrei, another maisa, a guy says to someone else, mana minislach, I gave you mana bitzad amud zeh, next to this amud. So Amalei, next to this pillar, this post. So the Nitva says that whatever you're saying is for sure not true, because Lo'avarti b'tzad amud zeh, I've never been next to that post, next to that pillar. So also Treisadi, Asidu be dihishtin mayim b'tzad amud zeh. Two witnesses came and said, we saw this fellow using the bathroom right next to this pillar. So I'm Reish Lakish, Huchsa Kafran. Reish Lakish says, one thing we know is that this Nitva is a liar. So since he's Huchsa Kafran, he's not going to be believed to say that he never got the money and he's going to have to pay. So Maskar Nachman, Haidina Parsa'ahu, such a conclusion would be like the din of the Parsiim that don't dan with a sense of Yashrus, meaning it's totally incorrect. Mika Amar Me'olam, basic Zeka Amar Lei. When he said, I've never been to this post, did he say, I've never been? No, he means that nothing related to this story has anything to do with that post. That whatever story you're saying about that post, that's not true. He's not not saying me'olam, I've never ever been. Ikadamri, others say that this story happened a little bit differently. That Udamle Khavri, Mana Manisilach Bitsad Amud Zeh, that I gave you $100 next to this Amud. Amarle the Nitva says, Lo Avarti Bitsad Amud Zeh, me'olam. So Nafik Be Sahadi, the Hishtin Mayim, Bitsad Amud Zeh, and then witnesses came and said that he was Mashtin Mayim next to this Amud. Amrav Nachman, Huchsa Kafran. Rav Nachman said, he's obviously a liar. So Amrle Rav Nachman, Rav says, Rav Nachman, anything that's not something that he has to remember because it's not important enough to remember, so he won't remember. So he doesn't remember that he was Matil Mayim next to that Amud, because one does not need to remember every single time they urinate in their life. So when he says, as long as nothing critical ever happened, that's going to be good enough. The Shulchan Aruch writes that someone who sticks a Shulchan Aruch in Yerdeya, someone Sadi Dalid says that if someone sticks a milchik spoon in a fleishik pot, or a fleishik spoon in a milchik pot, we have to see the place where it went into the kedera, and we see that if there's, meaning you have to see how deep it went into the pot, meaning if only the round part of the spoon went in and not the handle or something like that, and you measure shishim based on that, as in order to know whether it's bottle or not. So ask, you know, the Yehuda, it's against our Gemara and a lot of other places where we say that Kol Mosid Rami Ali Dinshi, at the time that he stuck the milchik spoon in the fleishik pot, he wasn't thinking, I'm sticking a milchik spoon in a fleishik pot, otherwise he wouldn't have done that. He thought it was a fleishik spoon, so he wasn't paying any attention to that. So now you're going to assume that he's going to remember what that was. I thought Kol Mosid Rami Ali Dinshi, right, Lavadaita, a person's never going to remember something that he doesn't think that he has to remember. So Pashtus is it, what it means is that he could see the water line, right, meaning he stuck it into the pot and it's still wet, so he knows exactly what it is. But this is a discussion that when do we say that something that's not Ramiale, a person is not going to know? Are there any further limitations on that? So there's some discussion in the Nadav Yehuda and other poskim about what the limitations on that might be. Okay, says the Gemara Vayta now. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Chiyev Kan v'Chiyev b'Pikadon, that there's a Chiyev Shvu over here by Eidus and a Chiyev by Pikadon. So we said that just like Lahalan, it's only by Tvias Mamon, so too over here by Eidus, it's only by Tvias Mamon. So we said, how can you compare Eidus to Mamon? After all, Loas Bo Mushpa Kenishpa, Mezid Keshogeg. I mean, Rabbi Shimon tried to learn Shvuas Eidus, that the fact that Shvuas Eidus is only about Tvias Mamon, from a Binyan Av, from he rejected the limud from a binyan av and also from a kal v'chomer, because we do find that shvuas ha-bikadon, we have so many kulas by shvuas ha-bikadon that it applies so much more broadly, that it's mushmim piacherim and if it's b'mezid, so we find this kula also that it's only by tvias mamon, meaning that applies so much less broadly, there's so much more rules, so many more limitations, so therefore it makes sense that you have this limitation that it's only by tvias mamon. How could you learn from there to Shvuas Eidus, where we're so much more machmir, that we are even going to be chayiv when it's mushrim piacherim, you're even going to be chayiv when it's mezid, and therefore it could be that we'll apply even shalom b'tvias mamon. So machwa la b'marava. So this is the cryptic phrase that the chachamim laughed at Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon's line in this brisa. So Gemara tries to explain why did they laugh at Rabbi Shimon in Eretz Yisrael. So first Gemara says they had difficulty with that which he said that by Pikadon, it's a low as a mushpa kinishpa. That by Pikadon, if you're mushpa mi piacherim, you're not going to be chayiv for shvuas ha-pikadon. So my chuka, what was the to laugh at with Rabbi Shimon? The Katani, because it says in the Baisa that you can't learn shvuas eidus from shvuas pikadon for the binyanav, because mali pikadon shkein lo asabo mushpa kinishpa. We don't treat a mushpa mi piacherim the same as a nishpa mi piatzmo. That a mushpa mi piacherim by shvuas ha-pikadon is going to be potter. And mezid kishog. And also, someone who's nishma shvuas ha-pikadon b'mezid is going to be potter. And that's what they were laughing at, because why by shvuas ha-pikadon should we not be chayiv if you're mushma piacherim? So michti mushma piatzmo be'edus. If a person is mushma piatzmo by shvuas ha-edus, l'Rabbi Shimon minalei. How does Rabbi Shimon know that you're chayiv? It doesn't say by shvuas ha-edus beferish that if a person is mushma piatzmo. It only says beferish by shvuas ha-edus mushma piacherim. So how do you even know mushma from Piasma is going to be Chayfer Shvus Eidus. Must be to come Rabbi Pikadon, because he derives it from Shvus Pikadon. Oh, so you already have a line of connectivity between Shvus Eidus and Shvus Pikadon. Good, so Pikadon Nam, Mushrim Biachayim, Nigmar Me Eidus. So how do I know Shvus Pikadon will be Mushrim Biachayim, you're going to be Chayf? Learn that from Shvus Eidus. Instead of assuming that by Shvus Pikadon, Mushrim Biachayim is not included, it is included and it's derived from Eidus. So my chuka, why is that such a joke? Dilma Rabbi Shimon, b'kal v'chomer ma'isila, mipi acherim v'chayiv mipi atzma l'kolshkein. Maybe Rabbi Shimon, who's chayiv nishma mipi atzma v'shvos ha'edus, doesn't learn from gzeir shav from pikadon. Maybe he just learns it from a kal v'chomer minei ubei, from shvos ha'edus itself. That if even when you're mushma mipi acherim, you're going to chayiv for shvos ha'edus, when you're mushma mipi atzma, all the more so you're going to chayiv for shvos ha'edus. So there is no line of connectivity between shvos ha'edus and shvos ha'pikadon. So Gemara says, okay, we have to explain some other reason why they were laughing at this in Eretz Yisrael, why they were laughing at Rabbi Shimon. Elechucha, that which they were laughing at, that which they were mocking, is that a mezid kishogeg, that which it says that mezid is kishogeg. The katani mal the pikadon shekain lo asabo mushma kenishma mezid kishogeg, that a mezid is pater b'shvus ha'pikadon, and they were laughing at that michti mezid gabe edus minale. How do I know by mezid you're chayev for shvus ha'edus to lo ksev bevenelam? It's because the word venelam doesn't appear. Well, guess what? Hachanami lo ksev bevenelam. By Shvus HaPikadon also doesn't say Venelam. So why should you be Pater if you took Shvus HaPikadon b'mezid? Sa'amr lehu, Rav Huna, umay chuka, why is that chuka? Dilma mezid, dilav kishogig b'pikadon mimi'ila Rabbi Shimon Gamarla. Maybe the fact that mezid is not kishogig by Shvus HaPikadon is not, it cannot be derived, meaning is not untrue from the word Venelam, because that mezid is Pater, that din that mezid is Pater by Shvus HaPikadon and it's not like Shogeg. Maybe Rabbi Shimon learns that from Gzeir Shava, from Me'ila, that by both of them it says Me'ila. By Shavuos HaPikadon it says Nefesh Kisat Sechta Umala Ma'al B'Hashem V'Kichish Ramis HaPikadon, and by Me'ila it says Nefesh Kisimol Ma'al V'Chata B'Shkaga. So just like Ma'al B'Kachim B'Mezid your Pater, so to be Shavuos HaPikadon B'Mezid you're going to be Pater V'Hainu Chucha. And the reason that that's considered to be a joke, Adigamer La Me'ila Nigmer La Me'edus, instead of deriving from Me'ila that to tell me that you're pater by mezid, you should learn from Shvus HaPikadon that you're chayiv by. You should learn from Shvus HaEidus that you're chayiv by mezid. Meaning, I know by Shvus HaEidus that you're chayiv by mezid. I know by Me'ila you're pater by mezid. I don't know about Shvus HaPikadon. So, what's it more comparable to? Is it more comparable to Me'ila? Or is it more comparable to Shvus HaEidus? So, I don't know why you would choose to learn from Me'ila. So it says, well, it says the word Me'ila by both of them. So, why are you mocking him? It makes a lot of sense to link those two. Well, Adrab, Me'edus Avleil Me'el Shekin Techta Mitechta, but you have common words between Shvus HaEidus and Shvus HaPikadon as well, so that's why we're mocking it. So it says, no, but Mistavra Mimi'ila Havleil Me'el Shekin Mi'ila Bakol Nena Bakvu Chomish Va'asham, that by Mi'ila there are a bunch of things that it has in common with Shvus HaPikadon. You have the word Mi'ila, by Shvus HaEidus you don't have Bakol, they're both Chayiv with all types of people. Shvus HaEidus is only by people who could be Eidim. Nena, if you violate either of these things, you get Hana'a. By Me'ila, you got Hana'a from that which is Kodesh. By Shvus HaPikadon, you got Hana'a by keeping the Pikadon. Shvus HaEidus, you don't get any Hana'a by not saying Eidus, right? Kavua, they're both Chayiv Karban Kavua. Shvus HaEidus is Nol V'Yorid. And Chomesh, they're both by Me'ila and by Shvus HaPikadon. You have to add a Chomesh to the Keren. By Shvus HaEidus, there is no Chomesh. And by Asham, they're both Chayiv Karban Asham. But Shvus HaEidus is a Karban Chatas, not a Karban Asham. So says Gemara, well, Adrabba, Me'edus Avaleil Me'elif. I'll tell you that Shvus HaPikadon should derive from Shvus HaEidus. Shekein Chet, Hedyot B'Shvua, Tavei Kafri Va'owen. That Chet by Shvus HaPikadon Me'edus, it says Techta, by Me'ila does not. They both have a din with, they're both deal with a Hedyot, Me'ilos with Hegdish. By Shvua, B'Shvua, they're both Chai V'Shvua that they took L'Sheker. Me'ila has nothing to do with the Shvua at all. It's just that you got Hanoah from Hegdish. Tavei V'Kafri, they both come because there was a Tavia and a denial to that Tavia. By Me'ila there is no denial or any Tavia. By both of them it says the word O, and by Shvus HaEidus it says O Ra'o Yadav. By Shvus HaPikadon Nefesh Kisachta Umal Amal O B'Pikadon O B'Tzumas Yad O B'Gazel O Ashek Zemiso. By Me'ila doesn't say the word O. So it says Mara Hanach Nefishin, the things that equate Shvus HaPikadon and Me'ila, if you count them up, are six, and that's more than the five that equate Shvus HaPikadon and Shvus HaEidus, and therefore makes more sense to learn from Me'ila. So we're back stuck to Ella Maichucha. So what exactly were they mocking in Eretz Yisrael about that which Rabbi Shimon said? So Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up right in the middle of the sugya of Maichucha, what exactly they were laughing about in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, everyone have a good day. We've got some catching up to do. Okay.
Thank you. Yes. Thank you. Yeah.